And now to our social media advice column, where we answer your questions about how to behave in the digital age. Returning this week are Deanna Zant, author of Share This, How You Will Change the World with Social Networking, and Baratunde Thurston, former digital director at The Onion and author of the book How to Be Black. This week's question comes from a listener in Sacramento, California. Is it bad manners to have technology at the dinner table?
I am generally not a fan of gadgets at the table. But it depends on the age of people I'm hanging out with. These 20-somethings nowadays, you have dinner with them.
The young people.
If they even eat. And everybody just kind of displays their devices. It becomes not a dinner, but a sort of mobile gathering of black screens.
Right.
But the tone of whoever's house you're in is probably a good rule to follow.
You know, I also think that we just need to be clear about our needs and expectations. Yeah. I mean, I had a boyfriend once who brought comic books with him when we went out to dinner.
So you said had a boyfriend.
This is all past tense.
Guy. Okay,
past
good.
Tense. But this was what his normal was. And so we ended up having an agreement where there were dinner nights where we took books with us. And then we would discuss what was going on in our comic books. And it ended up being a really nice thing. So you can facilitate what your needs are and what your normal is.
You know, there's a friend of mine who has this movement called I Am Here. And the point is, like, let's be present. Mm-hmm. So for dinner, put that all away.
Yeah.
Unless you have a deal where we're going to talk about the tweets and text messages that we're getting.
Which could get really meta really
fast.
New
normal. All right.
The new normal.
That's Deanna Zant, author of Share This, How You Will Change the World with Social Networking, and Baratunde Thurston, former digital director at The Onion and author of the book How to Be Black. If you have a question for our advice column, please email it to alltech@npr.org.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, automatically backing up computer files for individuals and small businesses worldwide. Learn more at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.